I'm so glad you decided to tune in to this episode of Entertainology. I'm your host, Ava Jordan, and first and foremost, welcome. I'm a teenage singer, songwriter, actress, author, podcaster, and poet. If you like what you hear, you can check me and my social media platforms out at the link in the description. Without further ado, let's get into it. And for today's episode, we have a very special guest, gaming YouTuber Preston Craze. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. So, I'm ready to just hop right into it, but of course, start from the beginning. What got you into YouTube in the first place?
Okay, so what got me into YouTube in the first place was when I was a kid, I'd watch these YouTubers, like, I would say, Sky Does Minecraft, and these, like, Deadlocks. You probably don't know them, but they're probably, like, just, like, these random YouTubers that were, like, the most popular Minecraft YouTubers when I was, like, six, and I was, and they were all, like, just having a good time, all being friends, and I was, like, wow, like, that's what I want to do. Like, I want to be able to play games with my friends and just be able to have a good time and then have other people watch and just feel a part of that. So I was, like, all right, that's what I want to do, and that's kind of, like, what inspired me and kind of sparked that this is what I want to do type thing.
I love that. So how would you describe the vibe of your channel and your style in your niche to someone who is new to your work?
What was that again?
How would you describe, like, the vibe of your channel to someone who is new to your work?
Okay, I would say the vibe of my channel is probably, I would say more, it's like a mixture of, like, a chill slash, like, hyperactive, but, like, at the same time, it's kind of like a mix between both, because I want people to feel that hyperactive type thing, but I don't want them to feel like I'm, like, right, like, in your face type hyperactive, like, slamming, like, all this information at you at once. I kind of just want to, like, space it out, but, like, still be enthusiastic about it. And I would say the theme is probably, like, determination and, like, follow your dreams type thing, and, you know, stick to what you're doing. And I would say the, like, the color scheme and everything is probably this kind of blue, and then, like, the pink, and it's like a kind of like a Japanese, like, samurai type theme,
which you can see in your logo a bit too, the style of the logo and the merch. I'm gonna plug that really fast, but I know we've talked about how you've wanted to be a gaming YouTuber since you were, like, six. But if you weren't going to be a gaming YouTuber, what other type of YouTuber would you be?
I would probably be a real life, like, prank YouTuber. Or, like, just, like, someone that builds stuff in real life. Because I think that's, like, pretty cool, you know? I still do want to do that. I don't want to be known as a gaming YouTuber. I want to just use this as a platform to get money so I can invest into the real life videos, and then I want to do, like, the real life videos, like, full time.
Yeah,
because, so, like, I don't want to sit behind a desk all day. It's kind of boring, you know?
Definitely.
I want to go out and be adventurous and do fun things.
Absolutely. So the next Mr. Beast is what I'm hearing. Maybe not. Next Preston Plays.
I just want to have fun.
I like that.
Bring everyone along the journey with me.
Alrighty. So how would you describe yourself in three words?
Three words. Myself or my, like...
Yourself.
Like, personally or, like, with the brand and everything?
Personally.
Alright. Personally, I would probably say determined. And I don't know how to put it into one word, but, like, I guess you could say self-objective, like, you know, like, self-analysis, to where, like, I review what I did throughout, like, the entire day, or, like, throughout certain scenarios, and I see how I could work on that better. I don't know what the word for that would be, but, you know, just always trying to better and one-up myself.
Yeah. Self-constructive criticism. Self-constructive criticism.
Yeah, something like that. And then I would probably say just, what would my third one be? I wouldn't say disciplined, that's for sure. I could see myself getting sidetracked sometimes, but I would say probably
it's a hard question.
It is a hard question. The first two were easy because that's like my main everything, but the third one, I'm trying to think of something that's like not the same as the first two. Oh, no ego.
All right.
Like, to me, if you have like 10 subscribers or like 100,000 subscribers, like, I'm not gonna look at you different, you know? To me, you could still have the same talent and everything, it's just your talents aren't recognized, so.
Definitely true. So, this is a little easier question. What puts you in the creative, I'm ready to make videos type of mood?
For me, it's usually like, it's weird. Most of the time, it's not positivity, it's negativity. So like, when someone's like, you can't do this, or like, doubting me, or someone's putting me down, or I'm like, I gotta prove them wrong now. I gotta make that video just to show them like, you know what, I did it, you know, that I did it. I don't need care about your feedback. I did my dream and you can't stop me.
Mm-hmm. So basically being petty can cause success.
Yeah. Pettiness mainly.
So what's your process like when you start videos? Do you plan them first? Do you just hop into shooting? How do you edit? Talk to me about your process.
It depends the style of video. Like, to me, I usually, some of them I, you know, script out or whatever, but most of the time I just write like a main consensus of like what I'm gonna do. Like, okay, I'm gonna hop into the game and I'm gonna talk about this, and then we're gonna, you know, do whatever I want, freestyle it, and then I'm gonna be like, okay. So for one of my latest videos, the Minecraft textures video, I mainly was like, okay, so we're gonna start on the river. So I want to be on the river and I want to do like an intro there, and then after the river I want to cut it into like, okay, I'm dry and I'm gonna do this, and then I just had like set up the scenarios like, okay, I'm gonna be in my backyard, okay, I'm gonna go to Home Depot, okay, I'm gonna go to Walmart, and then I just had that consensus and it went off that, and I just freestyled the entire thing, just went off the dome and just went with it, went with the vibe.
I love that. That's very creative, and just being able to freestyle like that is a pretty awesome talent. So when you're not making videos, when you're not gaming, what else do you like doing in your spare time?
For me, my spare time, I would say probably going to the gym or going to martial arts, hanging out with my friends, and I would say just learning and everything, like reading books. I just started reading books, actually. You know, I've always been against reading, but like for me, I don't like the whole like story reading type thing because it's kind of hard for me to picture it. But I like the self-improvement reading because like I just feel like when you watch a YouTube video, they kind of leave a lot out. But with the book, it kind of has everything in there, and you could kind of like pick out what sticks to you and what doesn't stick to you. You could highlight and everything. So I feel like the books of self-improvement are like the best ones. So I've been reading a lot of those. And I would say going outside and also watching TV shows, movies, and just playing video games sometimes. I haven't played as much as I used to, though. I've usually just been doing other stuff. Also, hanging out with my bunny as well. Jelly Bean!
Oh, that's adorable. So, of course, we have to ask, what are your plans for the future?
For the future, I would say, I don't know, I feel like the future is very unknown, because I feel that with the whole social media, it's kind of hard to know where you stand at the current moment. Like, tomorrow I could wake up to a video that has 1 million views and I wouldn't know, or I could wake up tomorrow and my video has 28 views. Like, it's completely unknown of how it's gonna go, so I can't really predict based off of that. But my goal direction is what I see like right now and predict is probably I'm gonna start school, obviously, again, my senior year in September. And I'm going to continue doing the content throughout that time and doing school. And my goal then is to graduate and probably go to college at High Point. That's my main top pick right now, unless a Florida school that I visit is good. And
High Point, I hope you're listening. I hope High Point is listening.
Yeah. And then I would say throughout college, just trying to work on the videos still and do college, see how it goes. Because most people, like, I looked it up, like, when they're YouTubers, they usually blow up around, like, 21 or, like, 20. So, like, I still have, like, 3-4 years before I would reach my prime, I guess. And that's just it. See where it takes me, honestly.
That's great, though, and having goals but not being super dead set, being flexible. That's really important. So this one is a little bit of a toughie. What do you feel separates you from other YouTubers besides your, like, niche of gaming and real life?
Oh, that's an easy one. I would say my non-egotistic personality and my ability to include everybody, and I would say not being so, like, robotic. Like, there's all these YouTubers, like, in my Minecraft niche that are, like, copy and paste videos that are just the same exact thing, just worded differently. And I'm like, they have the same thumbnails, they have the same titles, and just, like, the same style. And I'm like, there's nothing unique about that. Like, I remember when I was 6 watching YouTube, like, every video was different in its own unique way. So I kind of want to bring back that and bring back creativity and uniqueness, because I feel like real creativity isn't just copying other people. It's just making your own idea and starting what people want to copy in a way.
Absolutely. And my last question, which is personally very important, what is your advice for aspiring YouTubers?
I would say my advice is, when you first start, experiment, see what works, see what doesn't work, and don't give up. Don't listen to the negativity, and people are gonna make you look crazy and be like, what's this crazy person doing? But I would say just ignore that, and at the end of the day, you're the person that knows what you want, and you're also gonna be the person that has what you want. So I say go for it, and always be open to learn from people, network, find mentors, find people to grow from mutually, and you teach them, they teach you. And I would say always have that thing. So my mentor taught me these 4 words that are important. You want to plan, and then execute, and then analyze and adjust. So you want to plan what you want to do for a video, and then you want to execute on that idea by recording it, editing it, and then you want to analyze, okay, what could I have done better, you know, and what could I improve for the next video that I didn't really like in this video, and you want to adjust. So you want to actually use what you learned to repeat that whole process.
I love that. Thank you so much for all of that. And thank you, dear listener, for listening. That is all for this episode, and we will see you on the next episode of Entertainology.